We are open, and we're going to vote on the
minutes
from.
You want to do that first?
Yes.
So moved.
How many, well, what, can you state the dates, please? These are meeting, these are minutes from.
These are catch up from, yeah, past minutes.
I was here all.
August 15th, August 17th, August 24th, September 6th, and most recently, November 14th.
So we need a motion?
So moved.
We need a separate motion for each of them?
No, we're going to do them all together unless there's an objection. So we have a first, Mr. Dennis.
Second.
I don't know who said that loud as a first, but you got it. Any questions about any of that?
Nope.
Moving forward, I ask for a vote. Say aye if you approve.
Aye.
Aye.
Say nay if you do not. It's unanimous.
Has anybody ever objected?
Yeah, because if it's wrong.
There's some things that have been questioned, but it's rare, it's rare. So next on the agenda, I should turn it over to Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and council members. Interesting meeting. I think I've gone hoarse trying to scream at my phone when I was trying to talk, but apparently I wasn't getting through. So I apologize for not being able to weigh in at the moments when I was being sought. The reason for tonight's closed session is this is directly related with our EEOC complaint. As you know, the big issue and the big concern here is that the complainant, you know, and the EEOC process could result in the release of some prior activities from the city, which is certainly what I think that the complainant wants to do, is to basically showcase the city's laundry. Part of that is, you know, that past history of laundry is problematic for us because it includes allegations of racial and sexual discrimination, as well as, you know, an overall hostile work environment or culture. And it might even be argued that the city had not only constructive notice of this, but actual notice based off of the exit interviews that we received from those employees that departed employment with the city. And after that, there was little to no action done to address it, and so on. And so it makes it very complicated for us to try to jump in and take matters, you know, get matters under control by conducting an operational assessment, or, you know, which is one of the things that I will do, but now is not the time. But in speaking with Wayne, one of the things that I initially thought we would probably do and recommend to council would be to probably elevate Wayne to an assistant city manager slash public works director's position, and then recruit a deputy public works director for the sole purpose of identifying a qualified minority applicant, being African American, Asian, or Hispanic, or any other qualified applicant that would fall into that category. One of the issues and the challenges we've had, and that's just, I'm not wanting to just pick on one department, but I'm going to kind of target that one department, is that some of our supervisors are from an entirely different generation. And we've got this new intergenerational population that are coming into the workforce. And they're really challenged when it comes to working under this old system. They don't have a lot of tolerance or patience for the management style for some of our supervisors, and in many respects, they've created kind of a hostile environment. And not just that, it's been alleged that it's racial, it's been alleged that it's sexual, and it's just an overall hostile environment. And having spent the last 2 weeks talking with our department heads, I've come to understand this a little bit more and understand that we really are going to have to take some action, and certain actions that I can take that won't necessarily be viewed as trying to clean up something that has occurred in the past, is by introducing kind of an inclusive environment. By hiring a deputy, you know, there's a tendency to hire diversity, but they tend to be in the lower levels of our organization. And then they're directly supervised by that population that's really not positioned to embrace change, nor know how to embrace change or to support diversity or equity and so on. And when they're in that organization, they don't necessarily have anyone that they can go to. What they'd rather do is they move on. And so I suspect the city's had a revolving door with employees, you know, both minority and women, and even, you know, general employees who are just, you know, frustrated with the environment and the culture that exists in the city. So one of the things that I was thinking of doing, as I said, was hiring a deputy. And in order to do that, I would require the board's authorization to establish that position. Then it became clear that Wayne decided that this was the right time to retire, to put in his notification to retire. And in doing, and I'm assuming most of you have heard that, correct?
No.
No.
I think
so. Okay.
No.
All right. Is a cat out the bag?
It is out.
He's crying.
Well, Wayne has put in his notice that by the end of March, he will be effectively retiring from both the city and, I believe, the state. Is that correct, Wayne?
Yes.
And so on. And that opens, that provides us with another scenario, because initially, as I said, I wanted a deputy, but now I'm going to be looking at hiring a public works director, which is fine and well. The challenge that I'm presented with having to recruit for a public works director, and that's particularly anyone that's close to Wayne's, you know, level of experience, is it's great, but the chances of me finding a minority or a diverse candidate for that position is going to be extremely challenging, because anyone in that classification will be able to command a much higher salary in a much larger organization. And so I'm, you know, I've resolved with myself that, well, the only way I can make that position look attractive is by getting the council's blessings to at least establish that position as an ACM, assistant city manager / public works director. Then I might be able to lure somebody into that position that is a minority for the sole purposes of placing them on the track for a city management opportunity going forward. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about, to kind of get your support. Even still, even if I do advertise for an ACM, my daughter's walking out with the phone. I'll call you once I get off, find out what happened. The doctor did come by, right?
No.
He didn't?
No.
All right. All right. I'm sorry. Where did I stop at?
ACM.
Oh, if I'm able to hire an ACM, I think / public works director, I think that I may be able to draw from a minority population that might be interested in it, because as I mentioned, it places them on a track that maybe in 3 to 5 years, they might want to move on to a city manager's role. So there is that incentive. However, there's no guarantees that I may be able to even draw someone from that, you know, with that option available. But I do know that I would be able to recruit and hire somebody in the deputy slot as a deputy public works director, someone that would be groomed, you know, under a more seasoned public works director, again, with the designation of assistant city manager public works. And again, all of this is an attempt to try to get ahead of where I believe the EEOC might come back at the city, depending on how narrowly defined or how broadly they decide to hear out the complainant's concerns. You know, many of you know more of your history than I know, in terms of some of the activities that have taken place, some of the settlements that have taken place, some of the past department heads that have since left the city. Again, it's problematic, and the EEOC might look at that as a, you know, as being problematic as well. And so wanting to get ahead of it, this scenario that I'm kind of outlining introduces diversity in the organization at a much higher level, and begins to kind of create an environment that will promote a better degree of inclusion. It still requires the city to go forward at some date in the immediate future, once the EEOC is out of the picture, with the operational assessment. Or organizational assessment, that is, to understand exactly where our workforce is. I'll be honest with you, the things and the comments that I heard gives me pause. And if, you know, the EEOC were to interview some of our employees, I suspect they would probably have some concerns as well. But I do believe that by having this this organizational assessment, they will still go in and talk to our workforce. And I think that information is more important to us in order to react and respond, in order to address and to mitigate the problems that may be there and the culture that we're going to have to change in our organization. So I wanted to throw that out to get any sense from any of you. If you had any concerns with that, but I can't proceed with advertising an assistant city manager, public works director without your direction or your support of establishing that position, nor can I recruit for a deputy public works director's position because we do not have one on the books. However, I am ready to begin advertising for this position as early as this week so that I can at least begin the process, because we really want to get somebody within the next 60 days, if not sooner, so that they can at least join the organization while Wayne is still here. So I'd like to hear some of your sentiments and whether or not you agree with this approach or not. But again, I want us to be conscientious over the fact that we've got a history here that, you know, that doesn't paint a positive picture for the city, and we need to find a solution to kind of work our way out and to send the message eventually to the EEOC that we are seriously taking it into consideration and looking to implement strategies to kind of mitigate the problems. Because even if the EEOC allows this young man to go to court, it's, as I mentioned, he has the ability to go through discovery. And if you weren't aware, when the young man initially approached the city, it was from the position of asking for a settlement. He was asking for a settlement based on his understanding of what the city had done in the past. So many of your employees already have a knowledge and understanding of the history. Maybe not the community, but your workforce do. And it's my opinion, that's what this young man is looking for. And I believe that his attorney understands they've got to go through this process with the EEOC. And the EEOC can come back and say, hey, we'll try to help mitigate it with you. But I doubt that he wants to mitigate. I think he wants to go to court, and I think he wants to go through discovery. And if we do, then once that information comes out, you know, the EEOC can come back and want to take another look based on the pattern of activity that has occurred over the last 5 to 10 years in the community or with the government. From what I understood, not everything filtered all the way to the council. Some of the decisions that were made administratively, while some may have made it to the council. So I can't speak to the past. I wasn't here, but all I can do now is to try to pave a path so that at least we lay some groundwork that will at least allow the EEOC to come back and say that, okay, at least you're doing some of the things that you need to do to address the problems. And I think this is an approach that will go a long way in helping us with establishing, you know, either a rapport with the EEOC, depending on how far it goes, and that we're still going to have to cross the bridge with this employee, because it is my belief, as I said, that he really wants to go to court and have his, you know, discovery process to bring out all of that history. I don't think we want that. Unfortunately, that will be represented by our insurance carrier. And the question is whether or not they share the same concerns we share and so on. Because, you know, if this young man comes out and says, I want X, and the insurance carrier says no, then, you know, we might, you know, be willing to say yes, but if the insurance carrier refuses to accept the level of settlement, then it's going to be on us to pay that difference, not through our insurance. So again, as I said, I've been through this before. I know how it plays out, and I'm trying to find a way to kind of mitigate some of this as much as possible. And now that I have to recruit a new public works director, I think this is an avenue that will help us to at least introduce diversity at the management level, either as the assistant city manager, public works director, or as a deputy public works director. So that's what I wanted to talk to you about. And so any comments?
Can you speak to the budgetary implications of this proposal?
The budgetary implications is basically you've already got a salary that's already in place for the public works director and so on. The ACM, I'll have to come back to determine exactly whether or not I can fit that within the current schedule. I may very well be able to do that for an applicant who wants to have that designation as an assistant city manager. But if I do a deputy, that's a whole new employee. And so on. And that is something that is not budgeted for. But if I am fortunate enough to find a minority applicant for the ACM Public Works Director, we might be within the current budgetary constraints that we currently have and that we're currently paying. But again, I don't know until I get to the marketplace.
I have another point, but it's a little unrelated. So. You've spoken to me a little bit about this. I don't know if you've spoken to the other council members.
He's mentioned
that. Okay.
So it's not news. I know you met with them individually. So you.
Yes, some of them I had an opportunity to speak to individually. Not everyone, but that's why we're kind of bringing it to the entire board at this point in time.
Right, but I don't think anyone or very few of them knew that Mr. Carl was going to retire. So that's kind of still settling in for the moment.
That brings into play the qualifications for Mr. Carl's position. I mean, apparently they have to be the same. You find that niche and where it's at. But yeah, I agree with, we need his expertise to train that individual. And I don't want to leave. You're too young to go.
But
the qualifications that are going to be entailed
Right. Well, we're going to get the best that we can get when it comes to public works. It needs to be someone seasoned enough to, you know, because if they're carrying the designation of ACM, that is someone I would groom, you know, but they need to at minimum bring the skills to be in the category of public works director.
Well, I for one think it would be good to give you options. So I wouldn't be opposed to creating those positions with the option of maybe not even needing them. Maybe you could recruit simply a public works director with the option of having either or of the other positions as well. Does that make sense?
Yeah, if I found the right public works director that met our target goal, I think that I'm going to need to have that ACM to make it attractive to a minority. If it's just for a public works director, I don't know if I'm going to get a pool of minority candidates that would apply.
But you don't know you won't either, right?
I get what you're saying, but we've got a window of time here, and these recruitments usually take up to 90 days. Yeah. I'm trying to find a solution to fast track this to see who's out there. I would prefer to have just the ACM Public Works Director and no deputy. That would be fine by me. But if I don't get a minority applicant for the ACM Public Works Director, then we're probably going to be looking at both, a deputy as well. In order to introduce the diversity that I'm referring to.
Wayne, do you feel comfortable giving us your thoughts, recommendations?
I mean, I'm in agreement with Gerald. I mean, I've talked to Gerald about it. He's been great to talk to about it. And I mean, for what we're trying to stave off is this EEOC complaint. I think it would look better if that was the case. I mean, originally he proposed that to me to be the assistant manager, Public Works Director, and I was writing up the job description for the assistant, but then I'm close to retiring, so then I let him know I'm going to retire in the spring before I go everything up halfway. So, you know, so, I mean, I think I get the point, and, you know, Gerald has talked about diversity and but more importantly, the inclusion part, where people feel inclusive, and that's one mark that I feel like we have not been able to achieve to the best degree in the past, so I would agree.
Larry, did you have that position all the time?
No, except Wayne's was not assistant. Not assistant, city manager, no.
So where we stand.
Public Works Director.
Where we stand now, you're requesting our approval for you to move forward on this. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm requesting initially the approval to have the Wayne's position, you know, going forward, that we recruit an assistant city manager, public works director. That'll give me an opportunity to get it out on the market and begin to see the caliber of applicants that we're going to get, to see if I can achieve that target population to apply for it. Now, I have, you know, pathways that I can go that would attract some. I just don't know if they're willing to come to our community, because as I said, anyone with Wayne's caliber, you know, is going to come to the city, and if they're a minority, they're going to be, you know, highly attractive in a lot of other places around the nation. And so it's very competitive. But that ACM might be enough to make the difference for us.
When would this become public?
Well, it'll become public as soon as I put the announcement out on the streets. My goal would try to do that this week, because okay. We're working on the position profile right now, and then we would advertise locally. That means throughout the state of Illinois, the Illinois Municipal League, the Illinois City County Managers Association, the Public Works Association, as well as some of the organizations that I am affiliated with, which will target, again, minorities that would be Asian, Hispanic, African-American, and anyone else that falls in that category.
But in terms of the council, when would the council have to make a public decision?
Well, I need a public decision. I need a decision from you that you agree that we will accept the ACM position so I can advertise. I can't advertise for it, because remember, I'm not going to hire for the position until you approve the position. So, but I can start advertising for it, knowing that, you know, I'm not going to be interviewing anybody before the next council meeting, and I can get that position title approved at that next council meeting.
Okay, so at December 19th, we'd be approving this hybrid position first. You would go through the process of interviewing said applicants, and then based upon your findings.
Well, I won't be at the stage of interviewing anybody until after you take action. The way it would be advertised is that we will be converting or creating the ACM position out of our public works position. So it's, you know, it's not in place yet. So that I can get it out there. But once the candidates start applying, then I can confirm with them that it has been approved by council. Time is what is not on our side.
So is this something that we need to say yes to right now, today?
I need a consensus from you that you support the ACM Public Works Director's position. And if I need to go in the direction of a deputy, I'll come back and ask for authorization and approval for that. I'm not at that stage as of yet.
So I think my biggest concern would be when we advertise and make it public is